Jesus was very fond of teaching powerful spiritual lessons from very small everyday things. Jesus would often point to something or point out something, and from that thing extrapolate extraordinary lessons. Like a seed being sown in a field. He would look at that and he'd be able to point to that and teach the disciples something about the way their hearts should be receptive to the word and that the word ought to grow in their hearts. He'd notice a woman cleaning her house and he'd say, there's some lesson in that about how we ought to strive to find the kingdom, just like a woman trying to find that lost coin. A glass of water to a thirsty woman. Jesus would respond, I can give you everlasting water, water that leads to life. A line of people giving to the temple treasury. Jesus points to that and points out the kind of giving people we ought to be. But one of Jesus' favorite real-life illustrations was babies or children. Jesus very frequently would point to children. He'd point out small children, invite them to come to him. When Jesus saw children, he would often stop and urge his disciples or the crowd that was watching him to take notice of those children or of that child. In fact, the New Testament directs us, not only in Jesus' words, but throughout, that we have an obligation to become like children. We have an obligation to be babies, in a sense, in a spiritual sense. That's what Jesus has to say. But this is counterintuitive to so many of us, isn't it? That we would be babies, that we would turn and be like children, is not the way that we're raised, right? When I acted childish, my mother promptly told me I was not going to be acting that way, right? This is counterintuitive to the way that we think. We spend our whole childhood trying to grow up, trying to mature, trying to reach adulthood, and now Jesus comes along and says, look at those children and be like them. Live like they live. If somebody came to us, and called us a child, if somebody came to you and called you a baby, you would rightly understand that to be an insult. You wouldn't think, wow, they've really complimented me. You'd understand that that, in fact, was an insult. But that's exactly the thing that Jesus encourages us, not only to learn from children, but to become like them in some ways. To become children of God. I want to share with you four lessons that Jesus teaches about children. I want to share four lessons that when Jesus pointed to children, he pointed out these four things about them and encouraged us to model those things in our own lives. The first is this: as we try to become like babies, Jesus said that you have to be reborn, spiritually speaking. And I'm getting that from John chapter 3. Let's go look at John chapter 3 and see what Jesus says on that occasion. John chapter 3, I'm going to read verses 1 through 7. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Jesus said, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again. Jesus made it clear in no uncertain terms with Nicodemus that a requirement for entering the kingdom is that you must be born again. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews, the text says, who believed that Jesus was from God. This separates Nicodemus, by the way, from some of the other rulers among the Jews. Nicodemus stands out as one who had faith in Jesus, where while other religious leaders of the day, other Jewish rulers, were trying to trick Jesus and trap him and kill him. But Jesus teaching to this ruler of the Jews that one must be born again is difficult even for him. Even for this teacher, this man who knew the law, Jesus' teaching was challenging. Jesus said, you must be born again. And he said, how can that happen? Right? He says in verse 4, how can somebody be reborn? Nicodemus understood it's a physical impossibility to re-enter your mother's womb and be born again. But Jesus makes it clear that he's not speaking physically. He's speaking about a spiritual birth, born of water and the Spirit, in order to enter the kingdom of God. This is what Jesus says in John chapter 3. Your salvation, your citizenship in the kingdom is dependent on whether or not you are willing to be reborn spiritually. Whether or not you are willing to enter a stage of infancy again. The birth of a new child is an amazing thing, isn't it? If someone moves into my house, like a neighbor, or if one of you decided, you know, I'm going to move in with the Dows, and y'all came in and moved into my house, you would enter my house with a lot of baggage, wouldn't you? A lot of history. A lot of past relationships. A lot of problems in your past that we would have to deal with as people trying to get along. But when newborn babies have been born into my house, they don't come with any baggage. They don't come with any history. They don't come with any torn and tattered relationships to put back together. They come pure. Whole. They come in a way that doesn't require mending. Newborn babies only have their future ahead of them. There is innocence and purity in a newborn baby. And Jesus says, you have to become that, spiritually speaking. You have to enter a place in your life where you are spiritually innocent and pure. You and I, friends, have to become babies spiritually. Jesus wants us to throw out our baggage, our history, our sins that weigh us down. Jesus wants us to become new creatures. This is what Paul talked about in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27 and 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, that we are becoming new creatures in Christ when we are immersed in baptism. We become reborn, reshaped into a new kind of person. Jesus wants us to be immersed in water, to have our sins washed away. That's what Ananias told Paul in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. What are you waiting for? Arise, be baptized, and wash your sins away. Become innocent. Become pure. Get rid of the baggage. Become like a baby. That's a powerful lesson that Jesus teaches us about what it takes to enter the kingdom of heaven. But this isn't the only thing about children that Jesus points to. He points to other qualities that children have as well in his teaching. He says you have to be reborn if you're going to enter the kingdom of heaven. But along with being reborn, there are several qualities that come along with that. Look over to Matthew chapter 18 with me. Matthew chapter 18. Let's look at a second point that Jesus makes about children. Matthew chapter 18. I want to read verses 1 through 4. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called a child to himself and set him before them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The disciples here in Matthew chapter 18 are wanting to know about what greatness looks like in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus, how can we attain to a position of status, a position of power in your new kingdom that you're ushering in? How can we be great in your kingdom? What Jesus tells them is that God's kingdom is not like earthly kingdoms. God's kingdom is not, you don't achieve power in God's kingdom based on how much money or wealth you have, or based on your heritage, who your parents are, or the position that you hold in that kingdom. Jesus took a child. He said in verse 3, unless you become like children, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Greatness in the kingdom is achieved through childlike humility. That's really the point Jesus goes on to make, isn't it? He says, whoever humbles himself as this child, whoever becomes lowly will be great in the kingdom. Children are really a striking example of humility when you stop to think about it. And that too, might seem a little counterintuitive to anyone who spent more than 5 minutes with a child, because we don't typically think of humble as a word to describe children, especially if they're your own children. You don't typically think of that word to describe them. We think of children more as self-centered, who, you know, they're out to get their, you know, what they're interested in, those kinds of things. But the reality is that children exist by default in an incredibly humble position. This is their given lot in life at this point. That is to say, they are entirely dependent on other beings, adults, parents, for everything. Children cannot help but be humble. Maybe not in attitude always, but in their situation. They are always in a humble position. My children can't go to the store and buy food. My children can't afford a house to live in. My children cannot even tie their own shoes. They are by default in a lowly position. So they may from time to time push back against that. They are forced to take that lower position of humility. They are forced time and time again to recognize that they rely on someone else, that they don't have the ability to do what they need to do to survive, that they are reliant on others. When Jesus says, you have to be humble like this child, that's what Jesus is getting at. That's what Jesus said is necessary for entrance and promotion in God's kingdom. God expects us humble. That is, God expects us, you and I, in our spiritual lives, to recognize our lowly position in relationship to Him. God expects us to recognize that we are entirely dependent on Him. We can't undo our sins. We can't earn our salvation. We even struggle with the simplest temptations put in front of us. Spiritually speaking, we are by default a humble, lowly position. We need to recognize that. We need to be humble as we rely on God for our spiritual well-being. The words of Jesus here about this child are echoed in James chapter 4 and verse 10, where James wrote, "Humble yourself in the presence of the Lord, and He will exalt you." That is to say, be like children. It's another text where Jesus teaches us something from children. He says you have to be reborn. You have to re-enter a kind of innocence and purity by putting sin away from you. You have to be humble. Recognize your lowly position before God. But I want you to notice what else he says over in Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. I'm going to read verses 13 through 16. And I want you to notice what Jesus says in Mark chapter 10 about children. And they were bringing children to him so that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Permit the children to come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." And he took them in his arms, began blessing them, laying his hands. Jesus instructed his disciples to allow children to come to him. In this occasion, it's almost as if Jesus' disciples are acting like some sort of bodyguards or some sort of security for Jesus. Jesus doesn't have time for kids, guys. Y'all just move these little ones along because Jesus has bigger things to do. He's trying to start a kingdom here, after all. Jesus rebukes them, which was likely a shocking rebuke. He says, "Permit the children to come to me, for the kingdom belongs to such as these." Yeah, I'm trying to start a kingdom, and you better turn and be like them if you want to be a part of that kingdom. That's the same thing he said in John chapter 3. It's the same thing he said in Matthew chapter 18. Kingdom citizens look like children. But what does he highlight here in Mark chapter 10 about these children? In Mark chapter 10, verse 15, he says this about children. "Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." Jesus says one of the great things about children that we ought to take note of is how receptive they are. These children were receptive to Jesus. They were coming willingly, showing interest in Jesus and what he was doing. And Jesus says, you have to be as receptive as these children if you're going to be a part of my kingdom. You have to receive the kingdom just as they are willing to receive it. Children are really some of the most open-minded human beings that I know of. Until, that is, they're taught to think otherwise. Offer an infant something, anything really. It can be something good for them. It can be something incredibly dangerous. Just hold it out for them, and what are they going to do? They're going to reach out and take it. They trust you. Why would this person give me something that's not good for me? They're receptive to things. They're open-minded to things. Show a toddler something, and he's likely to study it as if it were the most interesting thing in the world. He may not even know what it is, but he's curious. He's interested. Children definitely begin mirroring their parents' interests and preferences early on. If a parent is really, really interested in something, children will notice that and take interest in that. There's a reason my boys like baseball. Similarly, children will pick up on dislikes of parents and start to push back against things that parents push back against. But children are naturally curious. And as a result, they are naturally receptive to things. And Jesus wants us to be as receptive in our spiritual lives as our children are receptive. When God offers us a relationship with Him, don't turn your nose up at it, but receive it. Be receptive like a child. That requires a level of trust, doesn't it? Like a child trusts his parents to give him good things, we must trust God to have our best interests in mind. But unless we reach out to receive what God is offering, Jesus says, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have to be receptive like children are receptive. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, Jesus offers rest. Come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Will we receive it? Will we be receptive to that rest? Are we willing to go out and get it? Are we willing to follow Jesus? In John chapter 14 and verse 6, he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Jesus offers us a way to get to God, a way to have a relationship with God. Will we receive it? Will we be like a child, in innocent trust, reaching out for what Jesus and God is offering? Children are naturally receptive. Be like that. Let me share one last thing. This is not from the words of Jesus. I want to go over to 1 Peter, where Peter picks up on the same thing that Jesus is doing by pointing us back to children. And Peter makes a statement here about the way we should model children in our lives. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, and we'll read the first three verses there. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, putting aside all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the Word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation, if you have tasted the kindness of the Lord. Peter encourages us to long for the Word of God, just like infants long for milk. He teaches us to be like infants. Newborn babies love milk. In fact, that's all they want 24/7. They want milk. Then that's God's design. The child's hunger for its mother's milk leads to rapid growth. Children grow at a very rapid rate. And Christians can, if they have a similar desire for the words of God, grow exponentially. And that's the point Jesus is making. Just like a child longs for milk and earnestly seeks after it, you too go and get that milk. You go be hungry for the word of God. If you've ever been around a newborn baby, you know why Peter uses this illustration. Infants are pigs. They will eat nonstop. They live to eat. That's all they do. When they aren't eating, they're usually crying about it because they want to eat more. Although this is less than ideal for the mother's sleep schedule, That's what brings about growth. That's why children grow, because of their hunger, because of their interest in eating that food. What if we acted like that? What if we really took this on and acted like infants when it came to our desire for the Word of God? After all, that's what Peter wants us to do, isn't it? Like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the Word. That's an instruction. You long for the pure milk of the Word. What if you and I could not get enough? What if we laid awake at night longing for more of God's Word? What if we could not put our Bibles down? What if we were disappointed when Bible class ended, not when it started? What if we went home after Bible class and was so interested in the scriptures that we were looking at that we kept looking into it, kept meditating on those passages that were discussed? What if we went to our elders and cried out to them, more? We want more. More Bible study. More scripture reading. More time together. More. What if we were truly hungry? What if we were truly thirsty for the Word of God? If we expect to grow like babies, that is the expectation. The Hebrew author says there comes a time when you need to get off milk and begin eating the meat of the Word. If we truly have that desire to grow like babies, if we have that expectation to grow like babies, we have to be hungry like babies. We have to truly hunger and thirst for God's Word. In order to be part of God's kingdom, we must model our lives after children. That's what Jesus says. In no uncertain terms, he says, look to children. If you don't become like them, you will not enter the kingdom of God. You won't be a part of it. You won't have anything to do with it. So he tells us, you have to be born again. You have to be reborn into a spiritual kind of life where you have put away the sin and the baggage of your old life and you live new and pure and clean and innocent lives. We must be humble like children, acknowledging that we are not in a position to help ourselves, acknowledging our lowly condition, our lowly state, and acknowledging that God alone provides us what we need. We must be receptive to God's Word. We must be receptive to Him. When He offers us something like a newborn baby or like a toddler, we must reach out and take it, be willing to trust Him. And we must be hungry for the Word, always ready to feast, always ready to eat. We're blessed to have parents and children as part of this church family. We have an opportunity to see young families grow in this place, and I think that's incredible. And we want to encourage our families to teach their children well, to bring them up in the teaching of the Lord, to bring them up as God would have them to be. We want to encourage that. But let's also remember the lessons that we learn from these children. Not that the children teach us necessarily with their words, but with who they are, with the position God has put them in. Let's learn from the children we have around us. Jesus pointed to children like these, and he said, "Be like them." Are we following the Lord's instruction? Can we help you today in your effort to be more like what God wants you to be, more like the Christ? Can we help you be born again, to be washed in baptism, to have your sins washed away? Can we encourage you to humbly receive God's Word? Can we help you feast on the milk of His Word? If there's any way that we can help you become what Jesus wants you to be, we'd love to do that as we have an opportunity for you to come and make those needs known to us as we stand, as we sing a song of encouragement.